This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, it's pea planting time in the Adams, Oregon area. Yesterday I talked with Burke Davis, a third-generation pea grower, about planting weather.
In this area, we're just getting started. Things are a little late. If the nights are pushing freezing, they don't like to come out of the ground. You know, they're just like anything. We need a certain amount of heat units to make these babies grow.
He also talked about how going to no-till over 15 years ago has helped overcome some of the adverse weather during planting.
Kept it from crusting, and then, of course, you leave that stubble on top, it's kind of a blanket. One year, I started doing ground temperature, starting in, say, March. Well, the no-till doesn't warm up quite as fast because you don't have the black ground. But what we found was in the no-till with the cover, we didn't get the spikes. So actually, our soil temperatures, if you figured the degrees over a 30-day period, we actually had more warmth in our no-till than we did in the conventional tillage.
Burke outlined the ideal growing conditions for green peas.
If we get the moisture at the right time, we can grow just as good at dryland peas as we can irrigated. Once it starts getting warm, we got to get the degree days to get the peas up and get them growing.
Thanks to Burke Davis for sharing his expertise in growing green peas. We hope to check back with Burke later in the growing season. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.